can showcase like what it is in your life that you really want to focus on, that you want to better, that you want to heal, that you want to pay attention to. And hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Raw Self Podcast. I am your host, Paola Camacho. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, as always. If you are not, thank you for coming back. Thank you for always tuning in. I hope, regardless if you are new here or not, you come as you are every single episode. Today's episode, I really wanted to share with you a reflection I've had over the past 5 months with a little experiment that I thought was only going to last maybe a week, and it ended up lasting 5 months. So here we are. I wanted to make it almost like a little voice note. In December, I decided that right before New Year's, I wanted to take a break from social media. This is the same exact break that I took the year before. So 22 going into 23, I took like a 2 week social media break, and it was the best 2 weeks that I could have probably taken a break at that moment. Just start the year fresh and with no distractions. It was just really good. So this year I thought, well, why not do the same thing? And so in December, I decided right before, maybe 2 weeks before New Year's, I was like, okay, I'm going to do my social media mini detox for the 2 weeks, because a lot of things were happening the last 2 months of last year. You know, there was changes with my work and I was in transition. I was like pivoting careers and it was just a lot. So I just thought it would be the perfect time to do so. Anyways, the 2 weeks turned into 5 months. Here we are at the end of April, and I am still not back on social. And some of you might be wondering, like, you know, you have a podcast, you should be obviously using social media to expand your podcast. And absolutely, I want to, but I feel that this 5 month break was the best break that I could have given myself. Truly, the things that I learned in these 5 months from completely being off social, like, it was just such an eye-opening experience. It's not like I was leaving my income, because there's a lot of creators that make their income off social, which is amazing. But for me, I felt it was a little personal. The point of this episode is to share with you the things that I learned in these 5 months, and maybe it inspires you to do the same. I feel like when we share experiments that we're doing for ourselves to really just, you know, work on our mental well-being and just kind of disconnect and just be away from the world for a second, I feel like when we share those little experiments and tips and tricks, people get inspired to try it for themselves. One of the things that I've really taken away from these 5 months is how quiet my mind is. I have taken the time to reflect, and I've also taken the time to do things that I would otherwise like put off or just not be inspired to do. Or it was all in the little things that I noticed. My favorite moments for the past 5 months have been that I finished a book that would have usually taken me months to finish. I finished it in less than a month. You know, being times with my friends, you know, sitting at dinner and not having my phone out at all, not even taking pictures of my food, just really being in conversation with the people I was with. And I know I love taking pictures of my food. I love capturing the moments. I'm not saying that that's bad, but just in these like sweet 5 months, the little things that I noticed. You know, I was able to finish that book. I was able to sit at dinner with friends and not have my phone out, with my partner and not have my phone out, and just really be in conversation and be present in the moment and actually listen to what the other person was saying without my phone vibrating or ringing or wanting for me to check what the updates were on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. It was just so freeing, like pure freedom, truly. I think above all else that truly I saw the biggest difference in taking this long break was the incredible pressure and weight that I felt lifting from my shoulders and not caring, you know, like not caring what was happening out there in the social media world, like really just being unbothered, that it really made me focus on the things that I want to do and the things that I'm doing for myself, for my community, for, you know, this podcast. Like it just really made me look inward and it took away from me comparing myself. Now I'm in a place where it's me taking control into choosing how I consume social media, me being disciplined and strong-willed and catching myself when I'm using it in a negative light versus when I'm using it in a positive light. And so I'm gonna get back on social, but this time I'm going into it with this mindset of like approaching it in my own way, at my own pace, with my own choosing of what and who and when I consume the content that I consume. And I know we've always talked about like having these mini audits on our socials and making it more of an inspiring account and an inspiring social use. That is truly how I want to go back into social. I want to go back into social knowing that I have control and I'm going to consume what I want, when I want, how I want. And I'm also going to show up in that same way. And I think that taking a break from social, whether that's 2 weeks or 5 months, can showcase like what it is in your life that you really want to focus on, that you want to better, that you want to heal, that you want to pay attention to and quiet your mind and really tap into all the great things that you offer and all the great things that you bring. And find time to read that book, find time to go out to dinner and just be in conversation, you know, going to that workout class you've been wanting to try, or going to that pottery class you've been wanting to try, or going to just doing all the things that, believe it or not, if you look at your screen time, can be done. And it's not shaming on our screen time. Mine is embarrassingly high, or was. The point is not about shaming. It's not about guilt tripping yourself into, oh my God, look how much time I use. It's not about shaming yourself. It's about just removing yourself from distractions and paying attention to what you want to do, when you want to do them, the things you've been wanting to try out, and just really disconnect socially from the world and take back your mini privacy almost. And then once you feel good and comfortable and you feel very much refreshed, then go back. And this way it removes the pressure of like, again, going back to that strictness. It's not about being strict with yourself. It's just simply having control over how much you consume and just feeling better about it and feeling like you have the ownership and control to just disconnect when you want and come back when you want instead of letting it consume you. But the last thing I'll say is there's this beauty of not attaching our identity to our environments. There truly is this beauty of attaching our identity to who we are and what we're about, what we believe in, so that we can show up the real, raw, and authentic person that we are in just an environment that's not controlling us. That's the beauty I've learned in these 5 months, is truly quieting the mind and look inward and like be just yourself, you know, like just go explore yourself. I found this whole detox like truly nurturing, and I can go on and on about it, but you get the point. It was about asking myself the questions of how did I want to feel at the end of the year and trying every and any experiment that I could to just self-explore and journal or really have a reflection of how I felt afterwards. So I hope that this encourages you. If you've been wanting to take that break, this is your sign too. As always, don't forget to share, subscribe, and rate the podcast. I always love reading how the things that I'm sharing have helped you and what you're doing to self-discover. Tune in next episode. I'm so excited because we're going to be breaking down the golden rules that I shared last season. I'm breaking down my 5 golden rules individually. So it's going to be like a mini series every other week on the 5 golden rules. So if you have not listened to that episode from last season, I encourage you to go back to that episode. It's called the 5 golden rules, just so you can put 2 and 2 together when I start breaking them down. Other than that, stay tuned. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.